Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
Well, this is Coach Adams. And oh, how I really genuinely love Mondays. I really do. And I'm so excited that you have joined us today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, Coach Adams. It's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and I'm real excited about our subtopic that we have for you today. Ooh, I think it is truly a rich one, and I can't wait to dig in and lean in with you. Each episode of Motivational Monday, speaking of rich, is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. You know, if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week, are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, the letter U. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com, the number 4, and the letter U. Again, each installment is truly rich and insightful. Our on-demand library is filled with different topics and subjects that really and truly enable you to be more equipped and empowered on your journey to win personally and professionally. So we encourage you to take advantage of this great resource that's available for you. Well, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes or so around today's subject, and then, if time permits, we're going to open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's topic. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. So with that said, if you don't already have your pens, your pads, your laptops, desktops, your iPads, your smartphones with your notes, your tablets, whatever you need to grab it so you can capture the gems and jewels that will be shared with you today. And if you have a question or comment, when we open the line, you'll easily be able to reference that. You know, before we jump into today's topic, we're going to ask that you take a quick, brief moment to invite someone to share in today's program with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We want you to know that we extend our sincere, gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because the reality is we know that we can't grow and expand without YOU. So we thank you for doing what you need to do to share with someone else. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And we're looking at real or fake. Real or fake? Is your dream really your dream, or is it a fake? But before we get there, I have to tell you, and this is real life, real story. So someone had given me some money, and in the midst of this money, there was a $100 bill. And I went to put this money into my account. I went to a teller, and the teller took all of the bills for the exception of that $100 bill. So I said, interesting. Maybe there was something going on with the feeder and reading that particular bill. So I went to another teller. So let me try another teller. Went to another teller, took it in and spit it right back out. I said, now what's going on with this $100 bill? Now I'm starting to question, is this a fake bill? Well, I know that they didn't intentionally give me a fake bill, but I was wondering, wow, did they get a fake bill? Didn't know it. So went to a third teller. I'm thinking, I'm going to try it one more time. Maybe the third time will be a charm. Go to the third teller, put the bill in, and pew, it spits it back out. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this must be a bill. I called the person. I said, you know that money you gave me? Yeah. That $100 bill, I believe it's a fake.
Can't be a fake. No, it's not. There's no way.
I said, well, I went to 3 different tellers, and each time it spit that $100 bill back. So it would appear it's a fake. Okay, give it back to me, and I'll take care of it. Come to find out, guess what? It was a fake. And that's what I want us to talk about today, fake or real, when it comes to your dream. You see, there's key elements that relate to being able to know a fake dollar bill or a $100 bill, a fake bill from a counterfeit. There's some key elements. And we're going to identify them in 2 simple things, but I want to share with you that in these details, there are a lot of details to be considered. So when it comes to a fake bill, it's all in the details. There is ridges on the front of the $100 bill. It's raised ink. There are strips in the bill. There are watermarks. There are all of these various things that if someone was printing counterfeit money, they are not able to duplicate the intimate details of the bill and what's found in the paper. And this caused me to think. It caused me to think because so often we are living, quote-unquote, counterfeit lives. We're living counterfeit lives because our dream, it's not really our dream. It's someone else's dream. We've bought into someone else's dream. And the paper looked good on the surface. It was such a great counterfeit that we bought into it, but yet it really was a fake because it was someone else's dream. And we're going to look at some key elements around ownership of your dream and what does that look like. But there's so many things in life that there are fakes. There's fake handbags. You know, I was listening to a video recently. They were going through how can you tell a fake Louis Vuitton from a real one. And again, it's the details, the stitching, the lining, this, the that, all of these details. I've gone to Japanese restaurants. I've had sushi. I've had rolls, actually, not the actual sushi, because I'm allergic to fish. I remember, this is real life speaking again, real life. I went to a restaurant, a Japanese restaurant, and I ordered a shrimp roll, but I can have shellfish. So I eat shrimp. So I order shrimp rolls all the time. Or this shrimp roll, the waitress made a mistake. Waitress put in a crab roll, but not real crab, because I need real crab. Crab with a K, imitation crab. An imitation crab is made up of fish parts. I'm allergic to fish. At table, it has that pink and white look. And of course, it's in a roll. So I'm not looking at it just by itself. I'm looking at it in a roll. But the details. I took a bite, and I thought, ooh, this is not right. So that caused me to look at the details more closely because my mouth started getting all itchy. I'm like, oh, my God, I think this was imitation. It's not real. And when I looked at the details, I then noticed, and I started to, there's no shrimp tail. I don't see a tail. oh, it's a little darker than normal color. I didn't pay close attention to the details at first, and I found that it was a fake. And, of course, the waitress was so apologetic. I'm so sorry. I said, you know, this could be detrimental for me, and I'm allergic. I ended up having to go to the hospital tonight. Why do I share that? Because in life, if you are not sensitive to the details, you can easily get a counterfeit and not know that you got a counterfeit. In both cases, I didn't know that I got a counterfeit. You better believe I now know how to tell a fake $100 bill from a real one. I now know when it comes to getting a strip roll, how to look more closely at the intimate details, because at first glance, they look the same. We can go on and on with different scenarios and different situations around what's real and what's fake. But I want us to understand this process of ownership. And for those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I am a certified John Maxwell leadership training partner, my partner in leadership. And so I'm authorized to teach groups on certain subjects and topics. And one I love that I teach masterminds on is put your dreams to the test. And I'm constantly evaluating based on these 10 questions on evaluating, is my dream, am I really putting my dream to the test? Am I really willing to do what's required for my dream to become a reality? I'm evaluating this often. And so today, I want to pull a page out of Put Your Dream to the Test, and I want us to look at ownership as we're talking about fake versus real. And when we're looking at ownership, the question that I want you to process around is your dream really your dream? Is it fake or real? Because so often we're living out dreams that it's someone else's dream. Someone else desires that for us versus living out our own dream. But I want you to think about, do you know that 85%, and this is based on a Gallup poll, 85% of people go to jobs every single day that they hate. Go to jobs every single day that they hate. Every single day that they don't like. Because their dream is not their dream. And so they're existing, they're miserable, they're just going through the motions. And that caused me to ponder the process, well, why? Why would someone, and I'm constantly asking questions as a coach of others, if you don't like that job, why do you go there every day? I have a need, Coach Adam. I need the resources. And I get that. Believe me. I understand that wholeheartedly, because the reality is, and you may have heard your regular listeners saying this, that when it comes to this world system that we operate in, this world system, it doesn't matter if you like your job or not. It doesn't matter if you have money or not, getting the resources that you need, but when it's time for your rent to be paid, that's the rubber. They don't care if you go to a job every day that you hate, 85% of you. They don't care. It's time, and it's the third of the month. It's rent time. If you have paid it, most places give you 3 days grace. Today's the final day. You get that rent paid. So we're living in a world system that the way in which we do commerce is with money. That is a form of currency. And so pay that rent, guess what? They don't want to hear that, well, I don't like my job, so I decided to quit. I get it. But now you are existing. You are now living a fake life, a counterfeit life, because you are simply existing. And life was not designed for you to simply exist. Look at, is my dream really my dream, or am I living someone else's dream? And this is one that I ponder often. And I ponder often because I want to make sure that I am staying focused and on track with the assignment that I've been called to. And so when it comes to determining, you know, my reason for my dream, this is what I've grown to know to be true, that there are four common reasons why someone would not identify dream, why they would continue to go to that job they hate, and with people all day that they can't stand because of one of these four reasons generally. Top reason. Number one, somewhere along the way, when they spoke about their big, audacious dream, somebody discouraged them. So dealing with discouragement. When they said, oh, I have this book idea, and I want to write this book, to the wrong person. That person was like, you want to write a book? Who do you think you are? You're not an author. And now, and that person may be you in whatever your dream is. Now you won't even identify it. You continue to push it down and say, well, I need the money, so I got to go to this place that I don't like and work around the people that I hate because I can get the money. And yes, I'm existing and I'm miserable. That makes Coach Adam's heart ache because that's what it feels like to be on the side of going against flow. I know what it feels like. Versus going with the flow of life. I know what it feels like to be a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. And there's such great resistance because you're trying to make yourself fit in an environment you were not designed for. And so you're frustrated. There's friction. You're feeling uneasy, unsatisfied, unhappy, get home, do it all again, and you're miserable because someone along the way discouraged you, spoke that big, audacious dream. Because the reality is our dreams are always bigger than us. They're always bigger than us. I saw a quote from my leadership partner today, John C. Maxwell, and the quote was that dream is always bigger than you so that you can grow into your dream. And so at some stage, someone spoke a word that discouraged you. And so now you shut down. It could be that someone disappointed you. You dealt with some disappointment along the way. You tried something, it didn't work, you got disappointed, and you don't want to try again. No. No. And the doors, you keep hearing the doors slam behind you. No. 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 And this became disappointing for you. Now, you don't even try. You shut down. You say, well, get the money, I'll just go here. Nobody wants my book anyway. Do you know that Colonel Sanders, and I often reference him, whew, when I think about how many no's he got before he got the yes. Mr. Kentucky Fried Chicken. And he started later in life. He was 55 or 56. Think of Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison said, I didn't fail 1,000 times. I only found 1,000 ways that didn't work. So know that times when you won't get the yes. I think about J.K. Robbins. I can't remember off the top of my head the number of no's she got. Now, she's a phenomenon. The Lord of the Rings. Like it or not. I'm giving illustrations so that you can understand that. The only one that has disappointed, shut down, to pursue and figure out and identify dreams so that you can live a life that is one of what my heart is for you. The other common reason for why people will not identify their dreams, well, we said number one, discouragement. Somewhere along the way, they've been discouraged. Somewhere along the way, you've had disappointment. And disappointment, discouragement, it's all going to happen. The question is, if your dream is really your dream, why were you able to let go so quickly? Now that's the thought to ponder, right? In other cases, individuals have opted to, along the way, dealt with some disappointments, and now they're settling. Oh, you know, I can't do it at the level of what I want, so I'll just do this over here. You know, I got to make a living. So I'll just do this. Haven't you heard those people? Maybe that's you. I hope it isn't. But it might very well be that has, you know, how I'll do this. I can't really pursue things that I really want. So I'll just do this. You know, they didn't break me over here. Or dream. Blowing your heart. Gnawing at your heart. But you've decided to settle. For reasons. Not identifying our dreams. Discouragement. Appointment. Settling. Oh, here's the big one. Lack of confidence. And this lack of confidence, of course, I know it can come from the discouragement. It chipped away at your confidence. The disappointment chipped away at your confidence. And so now you're not feeling confident. You don't have that boldness to go out and pursue your dreams. And that's why you're settling. I'll just do this over here. And so you don't even have to figure it out. Your life was not designed for you to settle. But don't settle. But my own desire is that in something you hear, you will get an infilling. Your cup will have a little in it that you can now. Oh, I can continue to move forward. Oh, I can have a little greater confidence around your dream. Regardless of the discouragement that you received along the way, I, Coach Adams, am here to tell you what you have in you, what you see on the inside of you is possible. Or you would not have gotten that seed of hope. I think it was Napoleon Hill that said, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, that it can also achieve. And so if it was not possible for you to do what's on the inside of you, you wouldn't be able to conceive. I often will reference Steve Jobs because when he came out with Apple, that was groundbreaking. And he continued every time he came out with something different. It was groundbreaking, laying the grass and kind of, you know, go to this mystical dream state of, you know, just kind of envisioning. And so if you can conceive it, the mind of man can conceive and believe that it can also achieve. Now, believing is not just enough. You do have to take action. So I don't want to get caught up and say, well, I believe, and you're not doing anything. Because the action that you take is the converter. But I want you to know that if you can envision it, or you wouldn't be able to envision it. And that's why it's such a big dream. I want to encourage you, don't give up on your dream. But let's look at ownership. Is your dream really your dream? You see, when we're living out someone else's dream, it's not the right fit. It's like what I shared earlier. It's like that square peg trying to fit into a round hole. It's not the right fit. It wasn't designed. That square peg wasn't designed for that round hole. So therefore, it won't fit. There is constant friction. You are living someone else's dream. It will not be the right fit. It's like putting on clothes that are too small or too big. They don't fit you right. Too big or too tight. It's not the right. When you own your dream, it instantly feels right to you. It's like the right size. It's a square peg fitting perfectly in the square hole that it was designed for. It's like that key card that you get when you check into a hotel. When you put it in the right door, you hear the noise, and it opens the door. But if you try to put that card in another door that's not the right door, it's not the right fit. Standing the difference of ownership, is your dream really your dream? Well, when it's your dream, it will feel right to you. I think about Coach Adams on my journey. Although I was, running for over a year from the speaker, I was like, yeah, no, I'm not embracing that, because of having these thoughts and wrong perception around speaking. I had heard that people would rather die a painful death by fire than to publicly speak. And so I, in my ignorance, was like, death by fire, yeah. But getting back to ownership, and I was doing real estate, I was in property management, and I was actually in property management at the time when I had my first workshop. And I remember like it happened yesterday, and this was in the 90s, the early 90s now. And before that point, I had not stood up and spoke before a group in the way in which I did that day. And I remember, because I had run so long from it, but I finally said, I'm going to do it. I had a very dear friend of mine. She said, you know you're supposed to be speaking. I don't know why you keep running. You need to just sit down and do it. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, let me look into this. And she said it with such fire, you have to know her personality. And so I said, okay. Let me spend some time with God and seek out if this is what I'm really supposed to do. Well, I knew it was, but I was afraid. I really was. And I said yes. I started planning my first workshop, Wind Shop. And I got everything ready and all of that. And the first step that I took, had someone introduce me, and write. Remember, someone else owns your dream. It will not have the right fit. When you own your dream, it will feel right to you. When I took that first step, I said, this is it. This is it. It felt right. So when you're looking at ownership, is your dream real or fake? When I was in real estate, I didn't get into real estate because of feeling like this was my higher call of passion or any of that. It was all about the money, being transparent with you. It was all about the money. I saw it as the way to get the things and the bling and the so on and the so forth, the affluence and, you know, whatever. I saw others that were successful at it. In essence, it was their dream that I was trying to make my dream, but it wasn't the right fit. And so I was dealing with that resistance of that square peg trying to fit into a round hole. And this is what I want you to understand. I'm efforting to really give you a clear point of view, a clear perception around how do I identify if my dream is really my dream or if it's someone else's dream. And when I made those first steps, when it came to speaking, it was the right fit. It was like that key card going in the door from the hotel. It opened the right door. It was a seamless transition, and I've been walking in it ever since. So when your dream is really your dream, it's like the clothes that fit right. They're tailor-made just for you. Why? Coded in your very DNA is your purpose. Everything has been called to a specific purpose. And if you're living out the purpose of someone else, you see, at the time when I was in real estate, I had family that was in real estate, and they were doing extremely well. I knew all of these people in my circle that were doing real estate, and they were doing extremely well. As I mentioned again, it was their dream, though. But I was trying to make it fit me. I was trying to put on the clothes of that were too big, too tight, awkward. But when I got into speaking, tailor-made, because it's coded in my very DNA. It's how I'm wired. How are you wired? Because that's how you get to your real dream versus a fake dream that you're just trying to put on the clothes of that, but it doesn't fit. When you are living someone else's dream, it will be a weight on your shoulders. It's like this heaviness, like, it's just so much. You're carrying the weight of the world because it's someone else's dream. But when you are living your own dream, again, we're talking about real. That is the topic on the table. Is your dream real or fake? When it is fake, it's not your dream. The weight on your shoulders is heavy. But when it's your dream, and I can say this firsthand, that's why I teach put your dream to the test, because I believe in it. I see it. I'm living it out. When your dream is your dream, it will provide you with wings. You're now walking in the freedom. You're living out the freedom of who you have been created to be. You're not being a counterfeit. You're not a fake. You're living the real, authentic you, because that's how you were created. So I want to challenge you to think about Are you trying to put on the clothes of someone else that doesn't fit for you because somebody said you should do this? And so you're buying into it and you're trying to put those clothes on. They may fit for them, but they were not designed for you. And so now you're carrying the weight, the burden. It wasn't truly what you were created to do. And so, therefore, you're processing through, but there's heaviness with it. It's not the right fit versus you feeling that it's the right fit and getting excited, and now you have wings to your spirit to soar because you are living out the very purpose and reason why you were created. Woo, I have to tell you, when you are living someone else's dream, when it's a fake and it's not real, when it's counterfeit, will drain your energy. I did that with intention. It will drain your energy. I remember when I was in real estate full time. Oh, my gosh, it drained my energy. And it just took so much out of me because I wasn't pursuing purpose. And I can be vulnerable with you in this season and be transparent because I'm on the other side. And that's why I am nicknamed the Purpose Doctor. I know what it's like to not be living life on purpose versus living life on purpose. And that's where my heart, my passion is, in assisting others in making that connection so that you are not just exist, you are not being a counterfeit, a fake, but that you are living your real, authentic you and you're able to own your own dream. So when it's not your dream, it drains your energy. If you're feeling drained, you have to step back and reevaluate and assess, is it because I'm living someone else's dream that they want me to, and I'm not living what I'm designed for, what I was created for? Because when you are living your dream, it will fire you up. The moment I made the connection with coaching and speaking and training, I'm fired up about it. I often will joke, somebody can be in the grocery store with me. If you give me a presenting challenge, I get fired up. I'm trying to assist you in resolving that issue. I remember when I was in real estate, I had this client that they were doing a refinance, and I'm trying to coach them. And they told me, in essence, and this was before I actually had the title for the coach, they were like, Shania, we're just trying to refinance our home. We're just trying to get our refi done. And you're like caring so much about our lives right now. We thank you, but we're just trying to refinance our home. We're just trying to get this loan. We just need this money right now, okay? In essence, they were saying, before I had the title, you are coaching us. We're not trying to be coached. We're just trying to do this refi. And I saw that in retrospect because anytime I have the opportunity to coach someone, I get fired up, created and designed to do. Anytime I have an opportunity to speak, I get fired up. It could be a small platform, large platform, paying for it, not whatever, it does not matter. I pay to be on the airwaves of Motivational Mondays so that you can get a free dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week so that you can come and get some tools and be empowered on your journey. I pay to bring you motivation on Mondays because I'm so fired up about it. And I'm very clear that it is my dream. When your dream is not your dream, when you're living life that's counterfeit and the fake and it's not real, oh, you get so sleepy. It will put you to sleep. Mm-hmm. Yes, it will put you to sleep. I know for me, my vision, my dream, it keeps me up at night. That's the difference. When I'm doing a workshop, a wind shop, I remember one wind shop, ooh, I barely got sleep for the next day of the actual workshop itself, but I was fired up because I wanted to make sure all of the intimate details were exactly where they needed to be. I was just double-checking and all of that and wanted to make sure, and it was not a problem. I'm not saying go sleep deprived all the time because eventually your body will tell you. But I want you to get the point. If your dream is someone else's dream, if you're living a fake and a counterfeit, it will put you to sleep. Why? It's a snoozer. It's going to put you to sleep. Whereas when it is yours, it keeps you up because your mind is going, you're vibrant, you're living life on purpose. It's exhilarating, exciting. It keeps you charged up. And yes, we have to get our sleep. I know that. I know. You can't just stay up. I understand that, but I want you to get the point of the distinct difference. So, is your dream a snoozer? Is it putting you to sleep or is it keeping you up? Because if it's keeping you up, you're on the right track. If it feels right to you, you're on the right track. If it has provided wings to your spirit, you're on the right track. Why? Because you're living life on purpose. If it has you fired up, you're on the right track. If it doesn't, look at the other side again. If it doesn't fit right, wrong track. If it's weighing heavy on your shoulders, wrong track. If it's draining your energy and pulling so significantly on you that you're exhausted, you're on the wrong track. If it's a snoozer and it's putting you to sleep, well, you're on the wrong track. The other way of knowing if your dream is really your dream, if you're living fake or real, is of your strength zone. What do you mean, Coach Adams? What do you mean, John C. Maxwell? It'll take you out of your strength zone. Meaning that my strength zone is speaking, coaching, training. My strength zone is not, as an example, in the way in which I was doing it. Let me be specific. Real estate, finance, because I don't like finance. So, yeah. That's not my strength zone. Michael Jordan's strength zone was basketball. He loved baseball, but when he got into baseball, that wasn't his strength zone. Get the point. Get the illustration. The strength zone is where you are gifted and anointed. It's the very reason why you were created. That's the strength zone. So when you're not living your dream, it's because it has taken you out of your strength zone. And there's certain areas in our lives that there are strengths. That's where we have the greatest power. But when we're not doing that, it challenges us. And on the flip side, when you're living your dream, owning your dream, you're being a real, not a fake, it will stretch you out of your comfort zone. There's a difference. There's a very distinct difference. I remember when I did my first wind shop, It was a stretch out of my comfort zone. Standing before people, making the decision to say yes. But remember, it provided wings to my spirit because I was living out the very reason and purpose why I was created. When you don't own your dream, it's going to be fulfilling to others, but not to you. Remember, it drains your energy. It's a snoozer. It's putting you to sleep. But it's fulfilling to others. They feel real good. They're real excited. I can't remember his name right now, and I should have looked it up, but I didn't think about it until this moment. There was a comedian who was a former doctor, and I can't remember his name right now, but he was a doctor, not because he was owning his own dream, but he was a doctor because that's what mom and dad wanted him to be. And he stepped away from that because he was not passionate about it. It wasn't fulfilling for him. It was fulfilling for other people, though. My son is a doctor. And he ended up getting into the entertainment industry, becoming a comedian in movies and all of that, because it was somebody else's dream. Because when you are living your dream, when you are living at the real core of who you've been created to be, it is fulfilling for you. It is amazing how quickly time flies. If we have a comment or a question, I want to welcome you into the conversation at this time. I do have two other areas that I'll share with you if no one wants to jump in. But I did want to give the opportunity because I always love the added bonus of the richness that comes from hearing your thoughts as listeners. So this is the time when we welcome you into our program. We want you to share your thoughts, your ideas, your takeaways. What have you gotten? You've invested this hour of empowerment. Was it beneficial for you? Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host of your electronic device. You do need to dial in. It's 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374, and press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You got to act now because we only have a few more moments in our broadcast, and know that we welcome your thoughts and comments. So don't hesitate to press 1 to add yourself in the queue. Meanwhile, we're going to go back to our last and final point that we want to share with you on this whole process of real or fake. And so we're talking about, is your dream really your dream? Is it real? Is it fake? And so our last point, our line of what we've been talking about when it's someone else's dream, is that it will require others to make you do it. Someone else has to keep you charged and motivated. Someone else is pushing you in the direction of that, because you're not passionate about it. It's not what you want to do. Mom and daddy, somebody said you need to become a doctor, lawyer, and you don't have that interest, but you're doing it. But they're having to really push you into it. They're kicking you into that direction. And you're doing it, but it's not really what you want to do. So that's when you know you're not owning. You don't have ownership of your own dream. It's a counterfeit. Not real, fake. But when you own your own dream on the other side, you will feel like you want to do it. It's made for you. You feel like you were made to do it. You recognize it's the very reason why you have been created. And so I want to challenge you today. As you've heard the various areas that we spoke about, I want to challenge you to take ownership of your vision, of your dream. Don't live fake. Live authentically real, genuine you. And so how do you do that? Well, number one, you must bet on Y-O-U. You have to bet on yourself. You have to take a risk and put out there in the atmosphere and believe in you, bet on you. You have to lead your own life. You cannot allow yourself to be governed by what others feel you should do. You have to take leadership and charge of your life. You must love what you do. Oh, you have to love what you do. I open by saying what I love, and I really do. I'm not just saying that. I love coming on Mondays. I love hearing the richness that people have received from what was shared that's going to support them on their journey. I love empowering others. That's my heart. You have to love what you do. You have to believe in your vision. If you don't believe in your vision, who will? You have to believe in your vision. And see, when you believe in your vision, guess what? You will bet on yourself because you love what you do and you are taking the lead. You're leading your life. And lastly, don't compromise. That compromise goes back to what we said earlier as to why individuals won't identify their dreams, because they're settling. When you compromise, in essence, you are settling for compromise. Your dream is worth it. What's inside of you needs to come forth. And if you've already living it to some level, but you haven't quite achieved that true fullness of it, fight for it. Don't give up. Don't quit, as my mentor, Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth, would say. Don't quit. You can do it. I want to encourage you that you can do it. If it was not possible, you would not have received the vision that you have received. That vision represents your dream. You can do it. I want you to know that my lifestyle, personal, and professional coaching is available for you. Hey, now may be the time for you to get into my group coaching. We're launching, an enrollment is for May. If you're interested, give us a call or text 310-289-2101. We're having open enrollment for the start of receiving newbies in May, and I would love to have you. If you want to learn more, text your name and Winner's Circle. That's the Lifestyle, Personal, and Professional Growth Plan. So if you want to learn more, text to 310-289-2101, or you may also call as well. Wow, it is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. We thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today. I coach and you win. We'll see you next week, and we thank you for joining us, our regular listeners, and for those that were listening in for the first time. Set that timer. You want to make sure that you start your Mondays, your weeks, every week right here. Jumpstart your week motivated and empowered for your journey, personally and professionally, so that you can win. We'll see you next time.